An inquiry in Britain has cleared the head of the London police force of deliberately misleading the public in July of 2005. That's when police mistakenly shot a Brazilian electrician in the London underground system. However, the report found that Britain's top counterterrorism officer did mislead colleagues and the public about the fatal shooting. NPR's Rob Gifford reports from London.
On the 22nd of July 2005, 27-year-old Jean-Charles de Menezes was shot 7 times in the head on a subway train by counter-terrorism police. It was the day after a second attempted bomb attack on the London transit system, and police were hunting 4 suspects whose bombs had failed to go off. Today's report by the Independent Police Complaints Commission said that London's police chief Ian Blair had not deliberately misled the media when he had told reporters that the shooting was directly linked to the police hunt. Blair said he was not informed on the day of the shooting that the victim was in fact an innocent man. The report today concluded that Blair had been kept in the dark by senior colleagues about the investigation. Ian Blair today said the report vindicated him of all wrongdoing.
I have always made it clear that it was not my intention to mislead, and that if I had lied, I would not be fit to hold this office. I did not lie.
Today's report said, however, that the head of London's Police Counter-Terrorism Unit, Assistant Commissioner Andy Heyman, did mislead colleagues and the public about the fatal incident. Heyman told journalists on the condition of anonymity on the afternoon of the shooting that Jean-Charles de Menezes was not linked to the failed bombings a day earlier. But hours later, he allowed the police force to put out a press release saying it was not known whether the dead man was one of the failed bombers. Ian Blair said that Heyman retained his full support, and the Mayor of London, Ken Livingstone, also defended Heyman, saying he'd saved dozens of lives through his work in counter-terrorism. Rob Gifford, NPR News, London.